This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. President Joe Biden spoke with Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida to discuss their next steps after North Korea conducted its longest ever test launch by firing nuclear-capable ballistic missile over Japan. The White House said the leaders condemned North Korea's missile test, quote, in the strongest terms, recognizing the launch as a danger to the Japanese people, destabilizing to the region, and a clear violation of United Nations Security Council resolutions. The White House said the leaders agreed to coordinate immediate and longer-term responses to North Korea's action bilaterally, as well as with South Korea and with the international community. Indonesian police, commenting on the recent soccer deaths tragedy, says the stadium exit gates were too small for any effective escape. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Authorities say the gates at the soccer stadium, where police fired tear gas and set off a deadly crush, were too small and could only accommodate two at a time when hundreds were trying to escape. Photos from the Malang Stadium, where 125 people died and hundreds more injured on Saturday night in one of sporting events' worst disasters, have showed four connecting doors forming one exit. Police say their probe is focused on six of the gates. They were unlocked, but only able to accommodate two people at most. Officials say the gates are the responsibility of the organizers. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Russian President Vladimir Putin looked set to finalize his plan to annex four Ukrainian regions on Tuesday, even as Ukraine pushed back his forces on two separate battlefield fronts, reducing the amount of seized territory Moscow controls. Russia has escalated its seven-month war with the annexation drive, a military mobilization, and warnings of a possible recourse to nuclear weapons to protect all its territory. Putin was expected to sign on Tuesday evening a law formally incorporating the four regions representing about 18% of Ukraine's territory into Russia, a move Kyiv and its Western allies say is illegal and will not be recognized. The two chambers of Russia's parliament have already ratified the legislation. Billionaire Elon Musk is reportedly going ahead with a deal to buy Twitter. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
Trading in shares of Twitter was halted after the stock spiked on reports that Elon Musk would proceed with his $44 billion deal to buy Twitter after months of legal battles. Bloomberg News reported that Musk made the proposal in a letter to Twitter. He's been trying to back out of the deal for several months, claiming that Twitter undercounted the number of fake accounts on its platform. Twitter sued when Musk said the deal was off. Lawyers for both sides aren't commenting. I'm Norman Hall.
Hurricane Ian may be long gone from the U.S. state of Florida, but the job of restoring power and searching for anyone still inside flooded or damaged homes presses on. About 430,000 homes and businesses remained without electricity Tuesday in Florida, and it will be the weekend before most power is restored. Meanwhile, the much weakened storm isn't finished. Officials warned that Ian's remnants could still cause coastal flooding in New York all the way down to the eastern state of North Carolina. 79 deaths have been blamed on Ian. Authorities say the death toll could rise as crews continue searching homes in the hardest hit areas. Recapping our top story, U.S. President Joe Biden spoke with Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida to discuss their next steps after North Korea conducted its longest ever test launch by firing a nuclear-capable ballistic missile over Japan. The White House said the leaders condemned North Korea's missile test, quote, in the strongest terms, recognizing the launch as a danger to the Japanese people, destabilizing to the region, and a clear violation of UN resolutions. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.